So today we're going to be talking a lot about heart health. And the reason is, there's many reasons, but we have a fabulous event tomorrow night. And it's called the Chattabulous Chat Party. And we are partnering with Go Red for women, because heart disease is the number one killer of women and men, actually.
Right.
And we really need to emphasize that. And that's why we partnered with Go Red for our event, because we feel like we need to be aware, because women have different ways of finding out if they are having a heart attack.
Well, they have different symptoms.
We have to really talk about this so that we're prepared. I think we did a show a few weeks ago about a woman who had been having chest pains and ignored it. And then went in and she had a bypass surgery.
Exactly. She ran up the stairs and it was like, oh boy.
Yeah. So here I go.
So we're going to chat about heart health today, but we're also going to bring Dr. Leah on. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Now, Dr. Leah, this is her day, and normally she's in studio with us, but today is a different day because our precious Dr. Leah is taking care of her mom and dad because they've got the swine flu.
Yes. My father actually is doing very, very well.
Good.
But my mom is maybe a quarter better today.
Well, at least she's getting better. That's a good sign. But, you know, one of the things you said to us in an email, it really, like, made me feel like, oh, my gosh, is she had the shot, the swine flu
vaccine,
and 2 weeks ago, and she still got sick. So tell us, why do you think that is, Dr.
Well, my mother works at a hospital, and so a lot of the nurses down there at the hospital and doctors get first choice of getting the shot.
Sure.
So a couple of weeks ago, she got the H1N1 flu vaccine. But it takes a couple of weeks for your body to really build a full resistance, and sometimes longer.
Mm.
So it's not like an instantaneous, you get the shot, you're fine. And so if within that two-week period also, your immune system drops a little bit because your body's working to build up antibodies against the virus.
Right.
If you get exposed during that time, you can still get sick. Now, one of the theories is after you get a vaccine, you supposedly don't get as sick.
Right.
But it's not totally known, because if, you know, if she's sick now, does this mean she would have been sick even worse if she didn't have a shot?
Well, that is true.
Hard to know.
You said she's
pretty
really sick.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And she has some lung issues. And so I definitely wanted to make sure that, you know, she wasn't going to get any worse. And I came down and gave her some vitamins. I do some vitamins IV on people when they're sick or they have intestinal problems and other stuff. And so I gave her a little IV yesterday and just trying to keep her good.
You're a good daughter, Dr. Leah. You're a very good daughter. So we're really, you know, proud that you said that. And we really wanted our listeners to know, okay, so you took the vaccine. You may get a little sick. So if you are, call Dr. Leah. She can take care of you.
That's one of the big myths or things about vaccines is that you think if you get a shot, I'm not going to get sick.
Yes.
That's not true.
Right.
You can still get the flu, but you probably won't get it as bad.
True. Very true.
So I like the probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I know. One never knows.
Know.
I know.
Okay, well, we really want to talk about heart health today because, of course, we are partnering with Go Red for Women at our event tomorrow night. And we thought it was important. We've talked about heart health with Dr. Leah in the past, but it's a good reminder. So let's first talk about how do we keep our heart healthy, Dr. Leah?
There's many ways, actually. You know, it's multifaceted. A big factor in heart disease is genetics. How many people in your family have heart disease? Your mom, your brother, how many people? Because that is a factor. I mean, of course, it's not the only thing, because you can still have heart disease and not have any family risk. But that's part of it. And that's part of it because of the cholesterol picture, the high blood pressure picture, how your body handles stress. We kind of pass that on to our families as well. So, I mean, those are all at least how do we start from the basics of keeping our heart healthy. What's your cholesterol? Is it super high? I mean, there's kind of some different views on cholesterol nowadays. It's not the end all in heart disease. Another big factor in our heart is inflammation. And I've talked about this here and there in tips and in other shows, but inflammation will really affect the coronary arteries of your heart and other tissues in your body. So there's lots of things to help decrease inflammation. And along with high cholesterol and inflammation together will cause all sorts of problems. So, you know, so those are some of the basics. Of course, exercise.
Yes, and of course, having those green vegetables. Let's go back, though. We know we have to have our broccoli.
Where did that come from, Pam?
Well, you know, it's we know we have to have our broccoli.
We have to have our broccoli, our little trees.
I have to tell you, it's sometimes really hard. It's not my favorite.
Well, now, it's not so bad if you can put it with a cheese sauce.
Well, it's a lot better if I could put some.
Say the same thing.
You know? I mean, or you could dip it in ranch.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
Broccoli is really good for the liver, actually.
Really?
Fiber. Increases the detoxification enzymes in the liver that you can process all those hormones and inflammatory markers and get them out of your body.
Interesting. Well, one of the things that you are a proponent of, and Pam and I believe you wholeheartedly, but it was interesting, vitamin D is a vitamin that really helps your heart stay healthy. And again, that's because
of the one of the reasons is the anti-inflammatory factor that vitamin D has.
Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable, isn't it?
It does do a lot, but it does have a big anti-inflammatory component. Mm-hmm. So C-reactive protein is a marker in our blood that when it goes high and stays high for a while will cause inflammation in the coronary arteries. Vitamin D has been shown to decrease C-reactive protein. So, you know, if you're decreasing this inflammatory marker, then you've got a lot healthier heart. And inflammation will swell the arteries. And when you have swelling, like the blood vessels kind of spread out, the walls get thicker, and cholesterol can get in there more readily. So that's where inflammation will cause problems in the heart. And if you take your vitamin D, like you're supposed to every day, then it'll help lower that inflammatory process. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is that vitamin D is just good for the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we believe in that. I mean, you should see us taking our vitamin D.
Well, and you had said, I'm fighting off this, you know, I'm not going to use the word cold, but I've been taking 5,000 in the morning of vitamin D and 5,000 at night before I go to bed, like you said, right now to fight this off. Rather than, because, you know, it's so nice because in the past I used to think you have to take all this vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know that vitamin D helps. But I want to back up on heart health because there's cholesterol, but there's also triglycerides that's important, right, Dr. Leah?
Yes, yeah. When I think of cholesterol panels, I think of triglycerides as part of that. And triglycerides are the fat that are circulating around in our blood. And we should be able to clear them out of our blood within a 10 to 12 hour period of fasting. That's why when you have cholesterol drawn and triglycerides, they want you to fast for 10 to 12 hours before you have it checked. If it's not, yes, that will also glob up your arteries.
Glob up.
So to speak.
That's a very good technical term.
Technical term.
I like
glob
that.
Up
glob arteries. Up. No, that's very good. Well, Dr. Leah, what other vitamins help the heart?
Well, anything that can have an anti-inflammatory effect, and it's not always just vitamins, but like anti-inflammatory or antioxidants like vitamin E, selenium, zinc, vitamin C, you know, all those kind of things are going to be great anti-inflammatories and antioxidants for the arteries. A good multi, if I can just get people to take a good multivitamin that has lots of B vitamins and all the minerals, that right there is going to be a good baseline because the number of people I meet that don't take any vitamins at all and have heart problems is pretty large. So just covering a good basic multi, sometimes people need things to help the heart pump better, you know, be more effective, and there's lots of herbals and things that can help that. One of them is called arginine. That's an amino acid.
Say it again. What is it?
Arginine.
Arginine?
Yeah. It's one of the amino acids, kind of like tyrosine and tryptophan and lysine. You know, you hear about all these amino acids that build protein. Arginine is one that can dilate the blood vessels in the heart and actually help it to pump better, you know, get more oxygen to the heart. And it's been used a lot for that. I actually have a cardiologist friend that recommends it.
Really?
To patients to use. Although, if you have herpes problems or shingles, you don't want to take it because arginine can increase the replication of the herpes virus.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I admitted to my wonderful shingles 4 years ago because I had sold a business and was in the process, so I became very stressed. And to this day, where the shingles were, if I get stressed, then it aches.
Mm.
It's kind of interesting. So that tells me that I have inflammation. I have to always be working on keeping inflammation down in my body for that reason.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's also might be some nerve damage from it.
Oh, it definitely was damaged. There's no getting around that. And, you know, it's very painful. It's not something you really want to ever go through. You know, it's interesting. Michelle and I have been Zip Fizz proponents since they were a sponsor on the show. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Zip Fizz has is high doses of vitamin B. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about 2,500 milligrams. And the whole point of the B is to help with your immune system.
So Benny takes his.
Yeah, so Benny pulls it out.
I've got some stockpiled back here.
Because it really, you know, we're
you're absolutely
all at
right.
The age.
25 milligrams, Pam.
Look at 2,500.
I mean, 2,500. 400 and...
See, I remember those
things.
Yeah,
you do.
Because when they said that, I went, wow, that is important that we're getting that. And the thing about Zip Fizz is that you take it with your water and it's has energy, gives you energy because of the vitamin B as well. And mm-hmm. But Rochelle and I are looking, and that's why we have Dr. Leah, we're always looking for solutions, how we can feel the best. And if we do get sick, not stay sick and do all these things you're talking about. But I think it's important that people come in to Dr. Leah, get their blood work done so mm-hmm. they know what baseline they're
absolutely.
At. So you can say, okay, what do I need?
Right.
Because otherwise we go crazy trying to figure it out. But we're going to talk more about heart health. We need to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about what can we do? What are some more things? And what are some of the signs that we need to pay attention to? This is Chat with Women. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we are speaking with Dr. Leah this morning, who joins us regularly, and we're talking about heart health. We are partnering with Go Red for Women at our Chat Tabulous Chat Party Thursday night, and we really want to encourage women to be paying attention to heart health. This is a very important topic. So that's why, of course, we said to Dr. Leah, let's talk about it. Let's really, really dig into it. So we want to know, because this is always the question, how many hours a week do I need to exercise and at what level that's good for
my
heart?
Do I need to exercise?
Yes, you do. I already can answer that, but how much is the question?
I honestly think we should exercise every day.
How much time every day, Dr. Leah?
Well, it is going to vary on the person, of course, because some people, if they have joint problems or this and that, aren't going to be able to go for a 20-minute walk every day.
Right.
But if they have a bicycle or something else, you know, that might be good. But I think 20 to 30 minutes is, ideally 30 minutes, so a 30-minute mm-hmm. walk.
Right.
Something that you can get your heart rate up a little bit. Doesn't have to be, like, at target rate or whatever the...
Yeah.
That is, you know,
you don't have to run.
No, I mean, if you can just get out there and move, because that movement, that walking is going to be pumping the blood
right.
Around your body more. It's going to be moving the lymph system and just all sorts of things. The circulatory system in your body is part of your heart.
Right.
You know, we kind of forget. It's not just the heart organ itself. It's the circulatory system. It's the vessels in the brain that can cause a stroke. It's the whole thing. So movement, at least 30 minutes a day. If you have any osteopenia or osteoporosis, you need to do at least 3 days a week of weight, of weights.
Mm-hmm. Weight-bearing exercise.
Well, weight-bearing exercise every day, like walking.
Right.
But weights, concentrated weights on the arms and legs is also going to build the bone, especially mm-hmm. the legs, because the femur is our biggest bone in our body. And which is in the thigh bone.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that one nice and strong by doing some weights is also really good. But walking, if we can get out there and walk, I know the storms and all that kind of stuff make it hard to do that. If you have stairs in your house and you're even able to do, if you're able to do stairs, go up and down those a few times.
Right.
I'm a big proponent of doing a lot of stuff at home. I mean, I personally do martial arts, and so I do a lot of my katas and different things at my house. But also push-ups, sit-ups, squats. Those, you can do all those at home.
You
and
really
great
can.
Weight bearing.
Yeah.
You're weight bearing. I mean, you're doing a squat up and down. You're putting pressure on your legs and your hips. And
right.
All that stuff really is easy to do. It's just setting a pattern of doing it every day.
Well,
that's the hard part.
You know, Dr. Lea, it's really setting the intention. You know, we were just reading an email from somebody who'd sent it. Do you know, how do you change your life unless you set the intention? You know, the intention
right.
is every day I'm gonna walk for 30 minutes, and then you'll make it happen. Even if you can't walk outside, you can walk up and down your stairs. A lot of people have treadmills or bikes, or they
yeah.
have something that they can do at home. But it, you know, it is a commitment. It is a huge commitment. 30 minutes today for most of us is a huge commitment because we're all running 90 miles an hour.
And it's setting the habit.
It is a habit.
Because I've heard in many different forms that it takes 3 weeks
yes.
to change a habit or
yes.
to set a habit.
21
days
we
days.
Keep hearing.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Well, so if you do something consistently for that long.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Dr. Lea, I want to know the symptoms for a woman. We hear that they're different than a man's symptoms, but yet they can be the same. But I think, you know, we're so used to thinking, oh, there's got to be the pressure and you can't breathe or whatever. What are some of the symptoms we should be aware of?
Well, symptoms of a heart attack, specifically, as opposed to a stroke or something else, the symptoms of a heart attack are typically crushing chest pain, shortness of breath, unusual fatigue, pain that goes up into the chin on the left side and down the arm on the left side. So some of these can be kind of subtle, even in men. I had a neighbor who came home from work, and he was just feeling really tired, and his muscles kind of ached. And he was rubbing his left arm because it felt sort of numb or just weak. He said it was just weak. And he was rubbing it with his right hand, and he just didn't think about it. And he didn't really have any of the crushing chest pain or chin stuff. He went to bed early because he thought he was getting sick.
Right.
Then he woke up around 2 or 3 and woke his wife up and said, gosh, you know, I feel like I can't take a deep breath. And with this swine flu thing, everybody not being able to breathe, it's like, oh, well, maybe something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, gosh, but my arm. And his wife says, let me rub your arm. And she went to rub it, and he was clammy and cold and what we call diaphoretic, meaning sweating. And she said, honey, does your face hurt? And she kind of knew the signs, and she called 911.
Good for her.
And got him to the hospital, and he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
So it's like that's kind of an atypical, you know, way we push ourselves. We're not going to think about it. For women, a lot of women don't have the classic crush. They can. They can have the classic pain. But one of my patients was driving her daughter somewhere and felt this horrible sharp pain in her back between her shoulder blades. And she just thought, geez, God, that really, you know, it really hurts. And it was sort of, didn't affect her arm at all, and she didn't feel right.
Sure, you think it's a pulled muscle. That would be where you'd go. You think, God, I pulled a muscle.
Exactly. But you don't just get it just from driving.
Right,
you know,
true.
It's like it came on, and then she felt something weird in her chest. And she said weird, not like crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, honey, I call 911. She gave the phone to her daughter, pulled over, and her daughter was freaked out, of course, and called 911. They went to the hospital. The ER docs were like, well, we'll just give you some pain meds and you can go home. And she said, no, something's not right. Can you please test for a heart attack? And they actually did a basic EKG, and it didn't show anything dramatic at that point. And she was still convinced something's not right, the pain's getting worse. And finally, they drew her blood. And there's enzymes in the blood that go up when you have a heart attack. And sure enough, they were there. But it took her convincing them, something's not right. I just know it's not right.
It goes to show you,
Dr. Lea, that's the most important thing you have said to the listener is that doesn't matter. I know we think doctors are sometimes God, but you know what? We know our bodies. Mm-hmm. And if we're not feeling right, keep pressing it.
I didn't know about the blood test.
I didn't know about
blood test. There's enzymes. There's CK and MB and LDH. There's all these different enzymes in the blood that are considered cardiac enzymes, and I learned a lot about them over my life. My mom's a cardiac nurse. So they go up within so many hours of having a heart attack.
So she had actually had a heart attack?
She had a heart attack, and she had three clots. Hers was clots, not so much the plaque, but she had three blood clots in her arteries in her heart.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, she could have died.
Well, she could have if they were in different arteries.
Yeah.
So she's on the blood thinning medication now and some other things, but that was pressing the doctors to get her to test her. You know, that's sad. But also, when you're in the ER, you're thinking, okay, they're having pain.
Right.
Are they coming in for pain meds? You know, there's like they have a certain list of rule outs they go through.
Right.
And if you're not presenting with the classic heart problems, then they're not going to do that first. And that makes sense. They have to do a process of elimination.
But you have to stand up for yourself, Dr. Lee. I think this is so important. Most of us would have went, well, they'd know.
Right.
I'm going to go home. Because one of the other things we've heard recently is women can have indigestion feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That,
you can have heartburn. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. That heartburn
could be a sign of a heart attack.
Sometimes some women worry that the heartburn is maybe it is just heartburn, but they think they're having a heart attack. You know, it's
right.
Like, yeah, heartburn can be part of it, but there's usually some other symptoms, sweating, or called diaphoresis, where you're just sweating all of a sudden, and it's not a hot flash.
It's not a hot flash. See, we get very confused,
well,
Dr.
Leah. There's so much that goes on with us. How are we supposed to know? You know, what about those hormones when they're raging?
Well, I love the idea that I then insist on a blood test.
That to me is like, aha.
Yeah, that was a real aha. Now, tell us, though, what should our blood pressure be? We have heard 120 over 80 for years. Now I'm hearing 115 over 75. I mean, we're like going crazy with. When is it dangerous? What blood pressure should we be worried about?
The blood pressure has changed, yes.
Yes. So what is it?
So what should it be?
Well, for years it was 140 over 90 or higher is considered high blood pressure.
Okay.
And some doctors still use that guideline, but a lot of places have lowered that standard. So now it was 135 over 85, and then it was 130 over 85. You know, they don't want that number to go up too much. They're trying to prevent it.
Right.
Problem is, when you have someone who in the past had normal blood pressure and the guidelines have been lowered, all of a sudden they have high blood pressure and they're being treated for it.
Mm. And they may not really have, right?
Right. Yeah. But they don't want it to creep up much above 135 over 85. I mean, that definitely has become more of a, let's use this as a guideline. But it has to be three consecutive readings at three different times. If you go into the doctor's office and you get white coat syndrome and your blood pressure goes up because you've been talking about stressful stuff, that has to be taken into account.
Well, not only that, but you've had to sit in the waiting room for 20 minutes. You get a little irritated, so your blood pressure could be higher just from that experience.
Or they make you get on the scale and you have to weigh yourself. That makes my blood pressure go up.
That's true. It does.
I know.
So I like that.
The doctor, you know, it's just a stressful thing when you're talking about your health to your doctor.
Well, I like that three different times before you're, you know, different times to make sure that it really is. Or you may have had a pot of coffee, which is definitely going to raise your blood pressure.
Right.
So
there's
Right. Well, that all sounds like we understand now 135 over 85. If it's higher than that, you should be paying attention three times if it's higher than that.
And go to the Bartels or someplace and have your blood pressure drawn there. You know, they have those little machines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the fire station, the firefighters will quite often do that as well.
Of course, that sounds like fun. Raise your blood pressure too, Dr. Leah.
Yeah, I don't see that as a benefit at all for you ladies.
Yeah, no. Fire department.
Oh, that's funny, Dr. Leah.
That's true. The calendar firefighter guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Just depends on
all
who
right.
you get.
Well, calm down. I can already feel my blood pressure going up. Okay, Dr. Leah, now we can get a hold of you. I'm just recommending go get your numbers checked. That's all. Just get them checked. And you should have them checked at least once a year, right, Dr. Leah? I mean, you should be having your at least that often.
Well, at least. It depends. A lot of times I check my people's blood work more than that because they have stuff going on. I want to monitor
it. Right.
Blood pressure, I think, is especially when women are going through perimenopause and into menopause, that they should have it checked more frequently. Okay. That things shift with hormones. Hormones affect women's hearts.
Well,
for sure.
We know that for sure. Okay, well, they can go to chatwithwomen.com, and on the lower part of the homepage is Dr. Leah's picture. Dr. Leah, what is your website, too?
My website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Wonderful. You go to chatwithwomen.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture. We have 2 years of tips.
She's got fabulous tips there.
Fabulous. You can learn so much by just listening to what she's had to say. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You take care of everybody, too, Dr. Leah.